One Love Radio, the fine touching radio. One Love Radio, life changing radio.
One Radio, inspiring, life changing radio.
Stay tuned.
The information and communication of a nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. President Hichilema champions vision for inclusive constitutional reforms. 500 to 800 megawatts of solar electricity to be added to the national grid. In international headlines, Gabon to halt manganese exports by 2029. And in sports, Zambia baseball and softball national team mint silver. And other news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed his commitment to a constitution that reflects the aspirations of all Zambians, emphasizing unity, inclusivity and progress as the foundation for lasting national development. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Hichilema says at the heart of this vision is the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill 2025, a comprehensive proposal designed to strengthen democratic governance, increase citizen representation and foster national cohesion. Now, the bill, published on April 23rd, has generated widespread public debate and engagement, reflecting the vibrant economic spirit of the country. The president says the process has regrettably been marred by partisan divisions. He further says that reforms aim to advance national development as well as safeguard the rights and representation of all citizens. Socialist Party SP President Dr. Fred Membe has challenged the widely propagated belief that hard work alone is the key to a better life. In a statement, Dr. Membe criticized political rhetoric, promoting hard work without addressing structural inequalities that undermine the efforts of ordinary citizens. Dr. Membe says such advice does not align with the lived realities of many hardworking Zambians, especially those in rural areas. He has further cited the example of his own relatives in the Eastern Province, whom he described as working tirelessly every day without rest, producing crops such as cotton, tobacco, soybeans, groundnuts and maize. He further says despite their labor, their economic conditions have not improved. He has further attributed their continued poverty to exploitation by transitional corporations, claiming the companies continue to amass wealth while the farmers who produce for them remain trapped in poverty. Dr. Membe made the remarks in response to a recent call by President Hakainde Hichilema, urging Zambians to work hard in order to live well and enjoy a comfortable life. Bahati Member of Parliament Levan Chibombwe has advocated using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to provide would be more beneficial than some existing grants and loan schemes. He has urged policymakers to prioritize menstrual health. Speaking during the NGO WASH Forum on Menstrual Hygiene Management in Lusaka, Mr. Chibombwe stated that the learning event is under the theme Dignity in Menstruation, a Shared Responsibility for Progress.
Yeah. my constituents are fired about that before school. Imagine we gave grants. People are just applying the money. We give loans to business and more telling to replace the money properly. So we can use that resource and invest that resource into procurement of parts for all the schools. I think that we will use it here.
Meanwhile, Lundazi Member of Parliament Brenda Nyirenda emphasized that menstrual cycles occur monthly and require timely funding. Ms. Nyirenda, however, highlighted the importance of including women's voices in policy discussion affecting girls and women beyond school years.
Period does not end at 10, 20, 30. It goes up to 50, 60 years. So you find that this period, poverty, is something that is lifelong. And now, you'll be wondering, yes, we can care about that though, in school. But what about the others who are in community? Are we going to forget about them? So being a lifelong, no challenge, being a lifelong blessing, and we need to plan and ensure that even that girl who has left school and is not yet employed, not able to get money, should, you know, advance something.
And Nalolo Member of Parliament Imanga Wamunyima expressed concerns about the sustainability of removing taxes on sanitary products.
The problem with that is also the sustainability. You know, CDF is not a sustainable fund. It's provided for by law, but the amount is not provided for by law. It can change. It can be 10,000 kwacha, it can be what. So I think there is also need to look at the numbers. I think we need to be scientific. For example, in Zambia, you know, what numbers are we looking at in terms of the those affected by MHF. I don't think it's sustainable to extend it to everyone, to even those who can afford.
New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka says Zambians have not benefited much from the abundance of the heritage of the country because the current government expects foreign investors and donors to develop the nation. Ms. Kateka says the New Heritage Party advises the well-meaning patriotic citizens and organizations that the UPND government is still hopelessly and shamelessly waiting for the IMF to bail the nation out of the self-inflicted economic conditions.
Part of the New Heritage Party alternative to all this national regression and decay includes the following. Number one, land distribution and ownership. Land is our God-given heritage and endowment. Every Zambian of adult age, therefore, will be entitled to have one piece of land which they must fully own free of charge, including all that land lies under that piece of land. A proper and comprehensive land audit will be undertaken to establish the existing land ownership status for an orderly implementation of this most critical national development program of the New Heritage Party. Land ownership for Zambians is key for national development and economic emancipation.
Now, approximately 500 to 800 megawatts of solar electricity is expected to be added to the national grid by December 2025. The school's director, Power Generation, Engineer Ernest Banda, says the unrelenting efforts to build a climate resilience energy system are a stone's throw away from releasing between 500 to 800 megawatts of solar electricity in the national grid by end year. Mr. Banda says this projection is motivated by a multi-layer of government and private sector-driven solar projects being undertaken across the country in response to President Hage Hichilema's late national energy mix diversification agenda. He says by the close of 2025, the country 800 megawatts in the solar space.